Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016, and I'm Adam. Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? It's a beautiful, windy day out here in Northwest Arkansas. You know, I just want to say, it's a beautiful day, and I love that it's becoming spring, and, you know, we're washing off the mortal coils or whatever you say. I don't even know what you say, but we're getting rid of the cold weather such that it was, it wasn't that cold actually, but we're getting rid of whatever remnants of cold that there, you know, that existed. And although I love that, what happens when you go from cold to warm is it's very windy. It's just extremely windy, and I don't like my hair to be messed up. So everyone knows that I wear baseball caps, and there are various reasons why you may think that I wear a baseball cap. The main reason is I grew up in the South, you know, with all those good old boys who wear baseball caps, and so I've just always worn baseball caps. It's just a thing that I've done. I think that I look cute in baseball caps. I am balding. And so, before I took care of that, part of the reason might have been when I wanted to look my cutest, I didn't want people to see this young looking face. And then, you know, me turn around and then they go, ugh, you know, there's this bald head or whatever. And I wasn't really a fan of shaving my head. So, you know, that might have been part of it. But when it started, it was just because everyone did it. It looked cute, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is, when I go to work, so the other reason is I don't like my hair when I fix it, even though my style is supposed to look kind of floppy and messy in the front and whatever. When I fix it, I want it to stay however it was that I fixed it. And wind is horrible for that. I've always had a high forehead, but I like to leave my bangs long, aka Justin Bieber. And what happens, the wind blows and all the bangs just fly up into the air and they look, now that I'm trying to get a bunch of steps in every day, I don't know if I mentioned that on the show or not, but now that I'm trying to get a bunch of steps in during the day, I park in the very back of the parking lot. And I don't know how far it is. I would say it's at least half a mile, maybe more, from where I park to my desk. And most of that distance is outside. And when it's really windy, by the time I get to work, my hair is completely messed up, and I'm beginning to think I need to bring like a brush and a comb and hairspray and hair gel and all these things that I use. Actually, I use hair paste, but actually in my little man purse bag so that I can fix my hair when I get in to work. Because now what I started doing is I started lightly putting my baseball cap on just from my car to the front door, which looks really weird. You know, I'm in dress clothes and everything, and I've got this baseball. So it's a dilemma. But anyway, all that to say, the weather is changing and I don't like having my hair messed up. So I'm still wearing a baseball cap into work. I don't know what the other options are. Maybe just don't fix it at all. And then when I get into work, fix it then. I don't know. Anyway, but I hope you all are enjoying the weather. I know Auntie Vera Charles over at VeraSpeaks.com is talking about El Nino all the time and how they're not getting enough rain. And apparently she's not happy, or he's not happy, with the weather over there. But so, and for those of you LA folks or California folks, it stays roughly 75 degrees all year long. So you don't really have any complaints about weather other than not getting rain, but your temperature is very good. But where I live, we experience all kinds of different temperatures, and so it's good to start warming up. Even though this was probably the warmest winter we've had in a bajillion years, it's still nice to warm up, because in my old age, I'm starting to think that I really like heat, I don't know, 9, 10, 11 times more than I like cold. I used to think, you know, I like both, and one of the reasons is because I like to snow ski, but I don't like it living in that temperature. If I'm going to go on a vacation and I'm going to go snow skiing and I want there to be snow and there's a specific reason, great. It can be cold for that week or, you know, however long I'm there. But at home, I want it, you know, it would be lovely if it was like California and it was 75 degrees all year long, sunny, so I could go out and do my little daily walks and I could get my steps in, et cetera, et cetera. So there's your weather talk for the first 5 minutes of the show. But Anyway, it's really nice here. So what I wanted to do in today's episode is I wanted to cover our top eight hates for airline travel. And so that's going to occupy most of this show. And then I'm going to wait. Yeah, I'm going to wait an episode in between before I give you guys another topic. But what I wanted to say, if you guys have any topics for top eight hates, I really want to expand this, you know, have more and more topics. I want to use Twitter and Facebook and all the social media to put it out there and give people a chance to reply and maybe vote on it. I haven't decided on that. So today I ranked them myself, but I may do some sort of ranking. So if you have ideas for top eight hates, please tweet me, Geeky Gay. I don't know what it is. What is my Twitter handle? I'm going to look right now. What is my Twitter handle? My Twitter handle is at Geeky Gay TV, and include the hashtag top eight hates, and let me know topics that you have as well. And you can give me an example of something that you hate about that topic, and you can be the first submission. You can also email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, with the subject line top eight hates, so I can search for it. And you can once again give me your ideas for a topic as well as something that you hate about that topic. So we're going to go ahead and get started on our top eight hates for today, which revolves around airline travel. And so I have ranked these in a specific order, and it's not really based on anything. I just kind of went through them and ranked them. So we're going to go ahead and do this, see if I can do it in the length of time of this audio that I've got here. So top eight hates for airline travel. Here we go. Number eight, foot stink. This one comes in from Christina. She says, the businessman who thinks it's perfectly okay to kick off his shoes and stink up the row with foot odor. Number seven, lack of restrooms. So this comes in from Baron Frosty. And by the way, Baron didn't quite get the, you know, that was actually appropriate. Baron did not get the topic. He thought it was travel hates. And it was actually airline hates. But I'm going to just, you know, make this into an airline hate. Number seven, lack of restrooms. He says, my top travel hate is the lack of adequate public restrooms outside America. And goes on to talk about how he has a weak stomach. And when he eats food that he's not used to, he needs to get to a bathroom right away. Number six, flying with children. This comes in from Carrie, and I don't know if Carrie actually listens or not, but anyway, Carrie says she hates having to travel with children. She wants to entertain herself, not two tiny humans. Number five, talking strangers. From Christina from Greetings from Nowhere podcast. She says, the old man or lady who wants to talk your ear off. All right. So number four, security theater. This comes in from Anthony Anselmo, who used to do a podcast. What was it called? Something about lemons. I can't remember what it was called. But anyway, he's from Ohio, and he doesn't like security theater. Number three, lack of space. So this is a mixture of myself and Christina. So Christina says she hates it when someone sits next to you and then takes up the armrest. And I hate that too, especially if you're in the middle and someone on both sides of you decide they own the armrest. It's horrible. Number two, feel free to move about the cabin. Again, from Christina, she says the person who books the window seat, even though they have to get up and pee every 10 minutes. And finally, number one, the number one hate is invasion of privacy. Oh shit, I ran out of time. Anthony Anselmo says, what about the complete bastardization of our privacy, the total submission of the public to invasion of our moral rights and dignity, as well as the government precedent set into the minds of brainwashed public? Or you could add the complete, oh, you know what? Who cares?
It's just Fred's never been gone this long.
Don't use YouTube for your freaking sound effects. You know what? Screw it. He says, gays will vote for Hillary and will be even more slaves to society. Anyway, thank you all for your submissions to Top 8 Hates. That was a little bit of a fail because I had commercial. I used YouTube for my sound effect. I was like, oh, it'd be so cool to use this, $500,000 question and try to finish in the amount of time. And then I didn't look over there and didn't realize it finished. And then the YouTube ads came on. But I'm not going to edit that. You guys are just going to hear ads. And I'll do better next time. I'm still experimenting with what music I want to use for that. I do want to use some kind of ominous music because it's Top 8 Hates. And I kind of like the idea of having a time limit, trying to get through all of them in a certain amount of time. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But as Daniel tells me, I should just get YouTube Red and then I don't have those commercials. So I probably need to do that for both Dubious Intent and for this show. If I want to use YouTube, I should definitely probably get YouTube Red. My name is Ray. But anyway, so there were your top 8 airline travel hates, Baron. Airline travel hates. Baron responded to me on, I don't know if it was on Twitter or on email, but he basically was telling me that's not a way to treat your listeners. You shouldn't badmouth them for not understanding the rules of the game. Or what? It's not really a game, but the rules of the bit, so to speak. But I thank you all. Thank you to Christina. Thank you to Baron. Thank you to Carrie. Thank you to Anthony. And thank you to myself for responding to that. If you guys want to respond to that, you will see those on when I announce a new topic. You will see them on Twitter, Facebook, and I will also mention it on that week's episode. So please submit topics. Things that just bug you. You know, certain categories of daily life where you have things that bug you that other people might have similar dislikes, bugs, you know, whatever. So we're planning a trip this weekend, and I think we're just going to go to Branson, Missouri. Speaking of travel, we are not going to fly because it's only a 2-hour drive, and it was a nightmare. I'm going to talk about it more on Dubious Intent, so you guys can go over to dubiousintent.com and you can hear that on our next episode. But it was a nightmare because I'm trigger happy. I was like, oh, this looks like a really good resort, and they have this and this and this and this, right? And then I was like, oh, and they only have, I don't know if you guys have seen this before, but they only have, like, on Priceline or something like that, they'll say only one room available at this rate or something like that. And I'm like, and it, 8 people looking at this room right now, and it freaks me out. And I'm like, oh my God, what do I need to do? You know, there are only 8 people. There are 8 people looking at this and there's only one room left and I don't know what to do. I better book it now. And I got that, you know, click, because I was like, oh, I got to get it. And then stupidly, after I did that, it still said only one room left. So I don't know. I don't know what's up. Then I got buyer's remorse, and I'll talk about it more on Dubious Intent. But so we're going to go. We're going to Branson, and we're going to do some type of cabin or something on the lake. And we're going to go to, I think we're going to go do, Dolly Parton has a, it's kind of like medieval times, but it's called Dixie Stampede, and you eat basically country food instead of medieval food while you watch a horse show. So I don't know what they do. They do some kind of tricks or something. We really just want a relaxing couple of days because Mark is starting a new job on Thursday. And so he wanted a couple of relaxing days off while he's preparing to start that new job. Anyway, so thank you guys again for submitting your top 8 hates. We will have a break. We will have one episode in between, and then I will announce a new topic. If you'd like to contact me, please email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can listen to my other show over at dubiousintent.com. And you can tweet me at GeekyGayTV. And you can hear a bunch more shows like mine, or better than mine, most likely, over at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.